Praise the Lord, saints.
Praise the Lord.
Our message today comes from the book of Luke, 2nd chapter, verse 11. That's Luke, chapter 2, verse 11. Amen. And it reads as follows. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. Mm. I want to speak today on the topic, what if? Amen?
Amen.
As we celebrate Christmas, we sometimes do not appreciate how important the birth of Jesus was to our everyday lives. Mm. This message brings up a hypothetical nightmare scenario. Mm. What if Jesus was never born?
Mm-hmm.
To fully realize the impact someone has had on our lives, mm-hmm. we must imagine what our lives would be without them.
Mm-hmm.
So if Jesus was never born, here are the ramifications.
Mm.
Number one, no one would take away the sins of the world.
Mm.
God created Jesus as our Savior to take away the sins of the world.
Amen.
If Jesus was never born, our lives would be full of endless sin without the hope for redemption.
Jesus.
Can you imagine?
Mm.
We have no reason to stop sinning. Which brings me to my next point. Salvation. Jesus brought salvation in this world, amen?
Yes, he did.
But suppose he wasn't born. If Jesus was never born, then there would be no salvation for us unless God had a plan B.
Mm.
No salvation means no hope for redemption of our sins.
Mm.
In other words, we would not be saved.
Wow.
Putting it simple. Here's the third point if Jesus had never been born. Eternal life.
Mm.
Remember John 3:16 says, whoever believes in Jesus shall not perish but have eternal life.
Wow.
If Jesus was never born, then we would not be given this promise of eternal life.
Amen.
And there would be no eternal life for anyone based on that promise.
Hmm.
If the promise never happened, then eternal life wouldn't happen either, in other words.
Wow.
Isn't that scary?
Yeah.
Here's another one. The Bible would end with the Old Testament.
Hmm.
There would be no New Testament, right?
Right.
It could not exist without the birth of Christ, right?
Right.
Think about it. The disciples would still be fishing, right?
Wow.
Saul would never have become Paul, but then again, he would never be persecuting Christians because there wouldn't be any. And all of Christ's teachings, whether it was on whatever it was, the Beatitudes, mm-hmm. there would be no Sermon on the Mount, no Last Sermon, no Supper, no betrayal, no cross, nothing.
Mm.
None of that would have been documented because it never would have happened if Jesus had not been born.
Mm.
You with me?
Yes.
Here's another one. The Holy Spirit. Jesus said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things back to your remembrance. That's John 14:26.
Thank God.
Now, well, if Jesus were never born, then he could not leave us the Holy Spirit, right?
Yes.
We would never be led by the Spirit. There would be no speaking in tongues and no power given by the Spirit because it does not exist. We would not be taught by the Spirit and nothing would be brought back to our memory that was forgotten. Isn't that deep?
Mm.
So I've already given you five things that would happen if Jesus was never born.
If he wasn't born.
Scary.
Yes, it is.
Number six, it seems scary. Mm. Prayer. John 14:6 says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Well, if this would make prayer kind of difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Because Jesus intercedes on our behalf.
Mm.
He is the way to God.
Amen.
Also, the Holy Trinity of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit would not exist.
Wow.
So our prayer would be in the name of whom?
Mm.
Who? Right? Since Jesus is the way, and there is no other way, how else will we get to God? My next point, if Jesus had not been born, we would not have an example of living a righteous life. People take that for granted, but Jesus lived a righteous life. He overcame Satan in the wilderness, remember? He was tempted. He didn't cave in. He told Satan, get away. And Satan did. And that's him, that's Jesus resisting temptation. That's a great example to us because we need to all resist temptation. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was a blessing to everyone he came in contact with, yes, both while he was on the earth and above the earth. Would you agree?
Yeah.
Jesus is a blessing 24/7. He also proved that it is more blessed to give than receive. Jesus wasn't on the payroll. Amen?
Amen.
He was going from city to city, having to find a place to stay, staying with friends, staying with people. He had no place to stay. He had nothing. He was so busy giving of himself, whether it would be just preaching or teaching or healing, whatever it was, Jesus was giving all the time. But he received very little. Right?
Wow.
This is very emotional. He was determined to do the will of God at all times, right? Isn't that something?
Yes.
That's the kind of life we should be living. We should be trying to do the will of God at all times. Of course, if Jesus wasn't born, that makes it very difficult.
Yes, it does.
And the last point about having Jesus as an example was that we just simply would not have any example to live by. Who else would we follow? Who else could do the same things that Jesus did? Mm-hmm. Who else is even in that conversation? Right?
Right.
My last point, which is kind of poignant because today is Christmas. If Jesus was not born, there would be no Christmas, right? We would not be celebrating the most important birth in the history of the world.
Yes.
So here's the sad part. I'm sure that mankind would keep Christmas alive. They would rename it somehow and make it commercial. And here's how they would do it. And tell me if any of this sounds familiar. They would convince people to buy gifts with money they don't have. Right? They would invent a fat guy with a beard and a red suit. They would have Black Friday and Cyber Monday sales. They would have office parties. They would convince people into buying ugly sweaters. They would use the internet to send advertisements to your Gmail or email account or send messages on your phone.
Yep.
They would call you up on the phone and try to sell you anything, whether it is real or a scam. They would have the fat guy with a beard ask you whether you were naughty or nice, even though everyone is naughty, right? We all fall short, right?
Amen.
They would make it a holiday and close businesses that day, right?
Right.
And here's the sad thing. If there was no Jesus, they would not even acknowledge him on Christmas. Does this sound familiar to you? It sounds very familiar to me. They would just take the birth of Christ and make it into a celebration of everything but Christ. Isn't that what's going on now? I'm going to get off my high horse for a second. But that is what's going on. Saints, this season, think about what life would be like without Christ. I gave you all the examples. No Holy Spirit, no prayer, no nothing.
Scary.
Very scary. And then, when you do realize his importance, celebrate it with all your heart. Giving thanks to Jesus and praising his holy name.
Amen.
Thank him for your life, his life.
Yes.
Thank you for our salvation.
Yes.
Thank him for the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Thank him for making a path to us to get to God.
Thank God. Hallelujah.
Thank him for enduring humiliation, pain, and ridicule so he could die on the cross and complete his work to help us become saved.
Yes.
Thank God for loving us so much that he gave us Jesus.
Thank God.
In the first place.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for his love.
We're talking about the most important birth in the history of mankind. The greatest person to ever live. There is nobody second.
No one second.
We're talking about Christ.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, we're talking about Christ.
Thank God.
We need to celebrate him with all our hearts, y'all.
Yes.
I mean, it's okay to open gifts. It's all that whole stuff is okay. But let's not forget Jesus Christ. Christmas.
Yes.
Let's not forget that. And forget all that Jesus has done for every one of us. And also remember, what if? What if you had never been born? Trust me, it is a better world with Jesus than it is without him. Amen?
Oh, that's
right. Amen. Let us pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. That's not what all I want to say is thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I don't want to think about life without Jesus. There is no life without Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. We come today to celebrate his name, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to the Most High God. All praises to Jesus. My Lord, my Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, we're thankful, Lord. We are so thankful that we don't have to say, what if? He's here. He's here. And he is risen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We can get to God through him. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
We have a forgiven Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
A giving Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Unselfish.
Hallelujah.
Without judgment. He doesn't judge us like that, like we judge each other.
Yes.
He loves us unconditionally.
Thank
Hallelujah
you.
To the Most High God. Praise you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus, this day. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, we come and giving thanks, Lord, in our hearts. Please forgive us for anything we've done, Lord, in our whole lifetime, Lord. Hallelujah. Please forgive us for not appreciating the greatest person to ever live on this earth. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we would be so lost without you, Jesus. We wouldn't have anything, Lord, without you. Hallelujah. We just want to thank you this day, Lord. Recognize you. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Lord. Help us, Almighty Father, to praise your name. Help us to remember and always remember, Lord, not just on Christmas, but every single day. Hallelujah. That you are Lord. Hallelujah. Our Savior. We love you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, I pray, Lord, that this word will go forth throughout the land.
Yes.
Let them know, Lord,
yes,
that Jesus is still on the cross and
yes.
off the cross and
yes.
has given us eternal life.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Pray, Lord, that this word will touch many and that many will hit their knees and say, Jesus, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Help us, Almighty Father, to really appreciate the sacrifice that he made. Have us to really appreciate it, Lord. Have us to really grasp the fact that we are really blessed just to have him, just to call on his name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, we thank you, Lord. We thank you so much. Hallelujah. 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 Glory. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you this day, Lord.
Yes.
We give you praise on this Christmas day. Hallelujah. You are Christmas, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Woo.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you. We thank you, Lord. We thank you. We acknowledge you, Lord. We lift your name up high, Lord. The greatest person to ever live.
Yes, Lord.
My Lord. Yes. Our Savior.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Father, be with everybody this day, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Please, Lord, keep everybody safe. Bless all the country. Bless GLC Ministries. Bless our friends, our families,
yes,
our followers, our members. Hallelujah. Oh, we're thankful to have them, Lord. We're thankful.
Yes,
we do. Oh, Lord, you are our God. You are our God.
Yes.
I love you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I love you this day, Almighty Father. And we ask it all, Lord, in the name of the one we are celebrating, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.